Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. We see in certain traditions that in order for a good or a virtue to become manifest, the opposite of it needs to obviously be removed, because the opposite becomes a veil, it becomes a barrier for which that virtue, that good thing, that good act, that moral trait, it becomes a barrier for that to be manifested. It blocks it. So in some traditions we see that, therefore we see that there are opposites in this thing, that in order for this to be manifested, that needs to be removed. If this is not removed, then this obviously cannot be manifested in its entirety. So we see in this tradition from Hazrat Zahra Salamullah Alayha, where she speaks about a particular matter that will enable a person to reach the understanding of a particular concept. And it's a very deep tradition. We'll just mention it and hopefully, inshallah, try and explain as much as possible. So, the hadith speaks about the concept of shirk. Now, shirk in its many forms. So again, here shirk may mean, you know, that absolute, you know, giving a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they are, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not one, He's not absolute, He's, and so on and so forth, the concept of shirk. But there's also another shirk that we all know of, that is what is known as shirk al-khafi, or the lesser shirk, where we do not see another Lord in action, or another Lord, but we see that the intermediaries between myself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take them as being independent. This is also something that we need to be aware of, that there's nothing in this world that has independence. There's nothing in the cosmos, there's nothing in the created world. Again, when I say created world, I mean everything, not just this world, everything. There's nothing in creation that is independent except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For He is the only necessary being, He is the only essential being. Everything else gets it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, in this tradition, she speaks about shirk. And she says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made and forbidden shirk. Again, both of them could be possible, but obviously leaning towards the first one, which is that shirk in terms of joining partners or ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not taking monotheism as the absolute. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that forbidden in order for His lordship to become clear, to become pure. That a person understands the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a pure manner. And again, the concept of lordship, what it actually means, inshallah, for another time, we don't have time to complete what we mean by rububiyyah. And why does it become ikhlas? Inshallah, for another time. Until then, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد